Hello, everyone. This is Joe, and I just wanted to jump in here at the beginning of the episode to help pimp out Chris's Kickstarter that he has going on. It is a Kickstarter for a comic book called Battle Monsters, and the description that he gives it, it's probably the best description ever, is Pokemon meets the post-apocalyptic world. If you'd like to support that, you can follow the link in the show notes, or you could go to Kickstarter and type in Battle Monsters. And just go ahead and give him all the support you can. All right, and now on to the episode.
Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hi.
Okay. And also with us from the Fortress of Comic News and Bat Friends podcast, we have Chris.
Hey.
We are on the second issue of this Miracle Man story arc, issue two. I don't know why I just said it like that. If you want to check out
issue two
of our second issue. If you want to check out our last coverage,
which was issue one of the first issue,
definitely recommend that. Go check out our previous episode. And so we'll get into this one.
We open up to the best scenes.
More naked Liz. Comic.
Yeah, naked Liz, and she actually has a real butt this time.
Love how after a couple hours of being like, I'm your husband, this is how I became Miracle Man. Let's have sex.
Bangs him. She was probably like, man, I bet you he's got the stamina that he used to have, you know, like 20,
back when,
30
when I married you 19 years ago. Yeah. I mean, that's great. But then the phone rings and Liz answers, and that's when you get your nice butt shot.
Yep.
And it's a phone call from Mike. It's from Johnny. Johnny, what, Bates? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Former Kid Miracle Man.
Yep. So he is inviting them out to his company.
Did you notice that the star on the company is the one that's on Captain Marvel's chest?
Mar-Vell's?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
Very,
yeah.
Well, Mar-Vell was around by then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was confused by, because it was like,
I wonder if that was like a little dig.
Well, it may have been. I was in a little bit more research. The last like three issues of Warriors, they actually reprinted the conversations between the Marvel like lawyers and the Eclipse Comics lawyers, something like that. It was just these letters back and forth. And the Marvel lawyers are basically saying, hey, your property name is confusing with our property. You need to stop using that name. And it's like, look, we are not printing anything more of this for now. But this character was, you know, originally made in the 50s. We have the legal rights to this. And the Marvel lawyers were like, no, you need to stop printing it. Like, it was just nice back and forth. I'm like, oh, my God.
80s. Hashtag stop using our name.
That's pretty baller move.
It really was. If you ever,
that's when you're slinging around your big comic dick right there.
You ever check out the Warriors comics, which, like I said, the leathers are reprinted
do you have them?
Everybody to see. I got access to them.
I might look at them just to see.
So yeah, it's amazing. So that probably was a dig at Marvel to like, hey, fuck you. But then again, they reprinted it, so it doesn't matter. Yeah,
exactly.
So they meet up with Johnny.
Who, let's just face it, he looks evil.
He actually looks like not a shittier version of Submariner, but a dicker version, if that makes sense. I don't know.
He looks...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Submariner with clothes on.
Yeah.
You don't see that very often.
Yeah.
But then he tells the story, like they're catching up. Yay. He tells the story of what happened to him. When he flew into the skyrocket, he knew something was wrong, so he tried to get out as quick as he could. The blast went off, and it hit him. He fell back to Earth, but he didn't lose his memory. The whole thing with Mike is that when he got hit, he lost his memory and came out like 2 years later.
And didn't remember that he was Miracle Man.
Yeah.
Which is why, you know, he didn't, you know.
Say Kimoto.
Kimoto.
Kimoto. Hello, Moto. But yeah, so Johnny remembered everything. And he decided to become a business mongol.
I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
Yep.
But Mike is kind of distressed. He feels like there's something wrong, and kind of calls Johnny on it. And Johnny basically tells him, "Yeah, no, I remembered, and I became Kid Miracle Man, and I haven't went back."
Yeah.
And so I like how Mike like throws him off of the balcony.
Yep.
Right as Liz is coming up to say goodbye or something. Oh my god, like that.
Mike, you pushed him off the balcony. And he's like, "Yeah, that's because he's a dickbag."
And then he comes flying up all this like big red power. Dickbag. Yeah, big red dickbag. Nice. And we go into the next section, next part of it. And Mike is telling Liz to run. I like, so Mike tells Liz to run. Johnny is following Liz.
And what, Mike's just where did waiting, Mike go? Right?
But then as Liz runs past this secretary, she drops the coffee, and Johnny's like, "You dropped the coffee, Stephanie."
"You dropped the coffee."
And then kills her.
Melts her with his eye beams.
I mean, they're not laser beams. They're not heat vision.
It's not heat vision, but it's definitely it's
but he definitely melts
the atomic eye beams.
Not
heat. It's atomic vision.
Atomic. Mike realizes that could have been Liz, although it wouldn't have been had you run faster.
Yeah.
Don't know how Johnny got past you, but whatever.
Because right now he's just Mike. He's not Miracle Man.
Okay. But he does change his.
Then he's like, "She's Komodo."
Gonna keep confusing that, huh?
Yeah, it's weird. It's confusing.
It's very. You know what's really confusing is as soon as he goes into Miracle Man, he attacks Johnny. They get in a little scuffle. Johnny comes out on top. We have this kid named Wayne running to Johnny saying, "It's Superman. Mom, look, it's Superman." Like, come on.
Yeah.
That's not confusing.
And then he picks the kid up and he's like, "Up, up, and away," and chucks the kid.
Yeah. Although Miracle Man does his superhero thing and saves him.
And then gets shit from the mom because, well, you know.
He comes back. He's like,
he's probably got some broken ribs, but he's not dead.
Give him to me, you bloody monster.
Yeah. And then Johnny comes up and fucking knocks Miracle Man into the sky.
Yeah, they have some more fighting, obviously.
And then basically, Johnny just kicks the shit out of Miracle Man. And he's like, "Hey, dumbass, I've been doing this for the past, you know, 30 years while you've been this little bitch news reporter."
Yeah, and he's got 19 years of basically being this character, holding in all this power while you've been, what, Miracle Man for 2 days?
Yeah. He's like, "By the way, I'm bigger than you know. I'm the Miracle Man now."
Yeah, he basically kicked his ass. I like how he, Johnny is throwing him down, or he throws him down, and he Miracle Man reaches like Mach 3 as he before he lands onto the Earth, ultimately just destroying this neighborhood.
Yeah,
yeah,
like it's messed up.
It's also something they cover later on, which is kind of awesome because you never really hear about it, and you know. Comics.
Yes, that's true.
But then so Liz is, you know, driving away for her life, and then Johnny just kind of rolls down in front of her, and you know, the car runs right into him, and
yeah,
he I'm actually not sure what the hell he was planning right here, but
I mean, I think he was, you know, he's going to try and kill her.
Him monologuing.
He goes into a villain monologue, then he's like, "I'm going to squish your car up in a ball and kill you with your car."
I mean, he could have just left her in the car and squished her that way.
But she wouldn't have seen his awesome power then.
Mm. Or, you know, seen Miracle Man come out and save the day.
There's also a lot of Hitler talk in this portion.
Well,
yeah.
I think there's a reason for that. Because he's an asshole. So
Miracle Man punches him, and Johnny's like, "Ah, you hit like a bitch," and then comes back and just fucking knocks the shit out of him.
Yep.
So yeah, they're fighting, and as they're fighting, we're getting these conversations between
cops,
and then like it kind of goes up the chain of command, end up going to this government man, who decides to use. He's like, the monsters are back, like, my God, they're back. So he knows these. He knows Miracle Man. He knows what's going on. So he decides to call in Mr. Cream. Yep.
Yep. Yes, he does.
We'll get more onto that.
We'll get more on Cream later. So while Johnny is beating the fucking bloody retardation out of Miracle Man, he's like, "Ha! I finally did it! I beat Miracle Man, me, Kid Miracle Man." And then as soon as he says it, he changes back into, because
Miracle Man's his keyword. So he's saying, I finally beat him. I beat Mike. I beat him. And I did it. Me, Kid Miracle Man. So the minute he says Kid Miracle Man, and actually, I like how he starts to say it, realizes that what he said was wrong, but still finishes the word. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, shit.
And then he's just sitting there. But see, this is the thing I don't get. It's like, why did his power stop working then?
And they kind of explain it. He had been Kid Miracle Man for so long that all that power, once it got released, it was gone. Because he's sitting there saying, "Miracle Man, I'm sorry, Miracle Man." Like he's the one that made me.
Please, Miracle Man, I can't. Miracle Man, change into Miracle Man. Man.
And Johnny
it wasn't
realizes,
me, Miracle Man.
And Johnny realizes because it's back to. Yeah, it's back to Johnny.
And he's like 17 years old.
Back to being a kid.
He never aged because he was, you know.
And explain that. We're going to explain that here in the next, I'm going to say issue or next episode. Because we're going to cut off here.
Well, aren't we going to cut off with diamond teeth or sapphire teeth or whatever they are?
Mr. Cream.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Cream. He gets, Mr. Cream gets the call. And yeah, we see these sapphire jewel teeth, which. I don't know how that's even.
It doesn't even make any sense because it doesn't. Well, it doesn't talk about it at all in the story, like why he's got it.
Yeah, it's just like a thing that it's like, oh, he has blue teeth,
and then everybody just thinks,
and moving on.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, so that's how we will end this episode.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Chris, please check out his podcast, Fortress of Comic News, and Bat Friends on all major podcasting apps. If you would like to check out his Kickstarter, search Battle Monsters on the Kickstarter platform, or go to chrisrunt.com, that's chrisrunt.com, and follow the links to find his Kickstarter. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Miracle Man story.